Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chin.
Hey, race fans, welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I have a really good show for you tonight, and it is brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. And I got to say, I'm sorry I have not been on lately, but it's been a busy past month for me. Basically, for like the past three Tuesday nights, I have been literally traveling up and down the East Coast from New York City down to Charlotte, North Carolina, down to Daytona Beach, Florida, then back up to Charlotte, and then back down to Daytona Beach again. So it's been pretty busy, but, you know, I just got home last night, and let me tell you, I have a lot to catch up on at home. But the most important thing was our pups, you know, our three Bass Hounds. We really missed them a lot, especially when, you know, you see so many people in the campgrounds at the racetrack with their dogs, and, you know, it makes me feel really bad that I couldn't have mine with me at the track, too. So I plan on making it up to them with lots of pets, treats, and some good belly rubs. Now, you know, if we had our own RV, then they would definitely come with us. But since we stayed in hotels, you know, and we put really long days in at the track, then there's just no way that we could take them with us. So maybe one day. But for now, you know, they hang at home with the sitter who takes really, really good care of them. So it was, well, they were very happy to see us when they walked in, let me tell you. But as I said, we were down in Daytona, and so it was like a long, long 2 weeks at the track. And as you know, I was working with Bobby Gearhart, who raced the triple header in the ARCA Racing Series, the NASCAR Campground Trucks, NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, and the Xfinity Race. And I guess it took a lot of time, effort, and hard work to get those cars and truck ready for Daytona. And when it was all said and done, you know, I guess we could say, well, two out of three ain't bad. But wow, talk about, you know, bad luck and being in the wrong place at the right time. You know, for the ARCA race, Bobby completed just two laps when he got caught up in the big one, which it was really, really early for anything like that to happen. And a lot of people weren't too happy with the person that kind of caused those wrecks that was blamed for them. But Bobby's Lucas Oil car was destroyed. I mean, oh my God, it was horrible. It was really like smashed to bits, but thankfully Bobby was okay. And but I gotta tell you, we weren't sure if he was okay at first. Spotter kept asking him on the radio, "Hey, Bobby, you okay?" Answered, you know, "Come in," and we got no answer. So that got everyone really, really nervous. So I took off running towards the infield care center. Now let me explain something to you about Daytona and me. Whenever I need to get something at that track, it is always, always, always on the other side of the track, always without fail. And this was no different. Now, we were in pit stall number two, which is, you know, near the front of pit road, close to turn one. And take a guess where the infield care center is. Yeah, it's at the other end of the freaking track behind the Sprint Cup garage by the middle of turns three and four. And, of course, there was no golf carts available for us to get a ride there, you know, quickly. So we had to run all the way with all my crap on, all my radios, my headphones, my cell phone, batteries, and everything else that I crammed out of pockets to haul my ass as fast as I could to the other end of the track. And by the time I got there, man, I thought I was the one that needed a gurney and some oxygen. I couldn't breathe. But I wasn't the only one. There was a bunch of other PR people that were headed that way too, and none of us could breathe. Anyway, so we get there, and, you know, they don't let, you know, the PR people go all the way inside. We get to go and wait in, like, a little waiting room until someone comes out, you know, and tells us how our drivers are doing, or, you know, until the drivers come out on their own. Now, at first, when I got there, no one knew how Bobby was, and they weren't saying anything to me. So it was really nerve-wracking because, you know, we've seen how bad he got hit from all sides. You know, it was such a mess. And then, thankfully, you know, he came out, and he said he was okay, and that he, you know, he'd be out shortly. So, yeah, when he did come out and I saw that he was okay, you know, he started talking to me. And as we left, you know, he started telling me, like, what happened and how the force of the crash was really hard on him. And the reason why he couldn't talk was because his Hans device really put a lot of pressure on his chest, which really pretty much knocked all the wind right out of him. So he wasn't able to speak on the radio, and that's the reason why. But, you know, he did say that he truly believed that the Hans device did its job, and he was thankful that, you know, that's all that had happened to him. Now, when we got back and we saw the car, he was really thankful that that was all that happened. I mean, the pictures I posted are on the aftermath of that car do not do it justice. The car was demolished. It bent up the gas tank. It crinkled the chassis, the truck arms, the panda bar. I mean, everything was just junk. Then the car's going to go is exactly where the car's going to go. It's going to go right to the junkyard. So then now that that whole fiasco was over, we moved on to, you know, the truck race. And we get ready for that one, which was fantastic for Bobby. Brian Kozlowski, he crew chiefed Bobby for the truck race. And thankfully, Bobby took that one home in one piece with a 12th-place finish. And if you watch the truck race, you've seen how many trucks got watered up. Well, he stayed out of it. And, you know, considering how watered up all the other trucks were, you know, after that race, taking it home in 12th place with a clean truck, it's like taking it home with a win. So Bobby was really happy with that. The crew was really happy with that. So, you know, everyone was feeling pretty good after that. Now, we move on to the Xfinity race. And what do you know? Bobby only got one more lap in the Xfinity race than he did in the ARCA race. He got caught up in it on lap 3, so he said the 01 car cut a tire down and he pulled down in front of him, and there was just no place for him to go again. So, yeah, the whole right side, the nose, the tail, it got a pretty good amount of damage, so that just ended the day. But, again, thankfully, Bobby was fine, and he drove it into the garage, so he was okay. Now, after the Xfinity race, Brian wanted to go home, but, you know, I didn't. I didn't want to go. I was there for the whole 2 weeks. You think I wanted to miss the grand finale? No way. Hell. So I stayed. My manager Bob and I got to really be intelligent for the Daytona 500, and I fulfilled fan requests all weekend long, especially on the day of the 500. And I was able to kind of finish up my list that I had during the pre-race ceremonies. I had a lady ask me to get her a picture of John Cena for her granddaughter, which I was able to do when he was near the pace car that he was going to drive, and he was really cool about it. I practically walked into Bill Elliott, and he was on the list, so I snapped a few pictures of him, too. And he's cool because he knows what I do as well. Brian Vickers was on the list, and I actually got pictures of him after the race when he got out of the car, so that was really good. And I also got to meet a former 2-time Super Bowl champion who played for Joe Gibbs on the Redskins several years ago. His name is Terry Orr, and Benny Gordon actually introduced me to him. Benny saw me and asked if I would, you know, take a picture of him with Terry. And sure enough, I did, and, you know, took it with his phone. I took a few shots of them all together and you know, when they were talking to Coach Gibbs. And I also took a picture with them. I mean, you know, why not, right? So then the race begins, and I found my way into the I stood in the 32 team's pit stall. That's Go Fast Racing, and Bobby Labonte was driving for him. And he did a really good job, and he also took it home in one piece, which it's not an easy thing to do at Daytona, but the Cup race didn't really have the big one, so that was really good. But I got to tell you, I was really, really happy for the number 11 Joe Gibbs Racing team and for driver Denny Hamlin on winning the Great American Race. I mean, that was a pretty close race at the end there, and Martin Truex Jr., he does such a great job. He gave it his all, and I don't think it's going to be too much longer before he stands in victory lane again. I really don't. Now, I asked on social media today what some fans thought about this year's Daytona 500, and some of the feedback that I got was from Nancy Johnson. She said, it was exciting to see the youngest pole sitter ever, and a shame when he crashed, and glad that they fixed the car and he made it back out. It was great to have Jeff Gordon announcing. Sad to see Junior Rick. And it was also Long Island spotter Mike Wheeler helped Denny to the win. And most important thing was seeing how beautiful and amazing the new facilities and the track are. I got to tell you, I was there in person, and that track is beautiful. Even inside, outside, they really did one hell of a job. Now, Nick Graff went on to say, one of the best Daytona race weekends in a while. Hard racing, close finishes, seeing a lot of youth and small fun teams get some solid success. It's always cool. JT Monahan said, exciting race and cool to have a close finish, and I'm happy Denny got his first Daytona 500 win. Karen Sybil said, awesomeness. That the last minute move was crazy and amazing. So proud to be a Hamlin fan. Now, Dinah Thompson wrote, one of the best 500s ever. Greasy track, cars on the edge, and a great chess game at the end. Dave Haggerty went on to say, well, Jen, I was a Gordon fan since 1991. Hate to see him go. Chase Elliott is my new driver. Hated to see him out of it so early. But overall, the race was really good. The perfect finish, great crowd of people, I liked all the pictures that you posted on all the other races. Oh, you're welcome, Dave. Thanks. I'm glad you like what I do. Now, Roger Nebelsek went on to say, I thought the race was lackluster, but so much credit is due to the drivers. Kendit for trying to win, and the drivers not wadding up a bunch of cars. If you saw the other three events, you realized how good drivers in the Sprint Cup are. I'm excited to see how DiBenedetto and a few others do the rest of this year. John Stacy said, well, it was pretty boring till the last few laps. Just got in line and went. Toby Wedgwood said, it was exciting and disappointing in the same token. On one hand, you had one of the most exciting finishes in recent years at the World Center of Racing. And on the other hand, you had to follow the leader type drafting element. The top line couldn't get going all day, so the bottom prevailed for the majority of the race. But all in all, I say it was another good race. Well, all right. There you have it. So thank you to those who shared your opinions and your thoughts on this year's Daytona 500. Now, tonight's show is brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Now, hey, how would you like to multiply the cash that you have today into the cash you will have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like you achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. It's a big deal. They've helped me for several years now, and I can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a free consultation. It was one of the best decisions they ever made, and it can be the best decision. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. All right, moving on. So I want to tell you guys and ladies tuning in, you know, about some of the cool things that I'm doing with fans, you know, for fans this year. And I know that you're all going to love this. So check it out. First, I have my Infield Gen fan sponsorship program that's in effect again. That's right. I'm doing it again, so everything is good. It's going right now. So if you want to get up close and personal and see everything that goes on in the garages and on pit road at a NASCAR Sprint Cup race this year, then the best way to do that is to become a sponsor through my fan sponsorship program. All the details are listed on my fan-friendly website at www.infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. Now, continuing to help fans stay on top of all the action, I'm continuing my Infield Gen's dedicated Fan in the Stands reporter program. Now, how it works is really simple. I want an extra pair of eyes and ears at the tracks that fans go to. I want another pair of eyes and ears there, and I want them to check it all out while having a great time, and I want them to report back to me all weekend long and tell me all about it. They'll send me pictures all weekend long, updates on everything from what drivers they get to meet to how clean the bathrooms are at the track. I want to hear everything. And then they get to come right on the show the following Tuesday night and talk all about it. It's to have other fans follow my fan reporters so, you know, they can get a really good sense of what it's like right there in the garages from a fan's perspective, from a fan's point of view, while, you know, in the garages and on pit road. Now, if you want to be one of my dedicated Fan in the Stand reporters at an upcoming NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race this year, you have to send me a message somehow, some way, either, you know, through any of my social media pages, through, you know, my contact form at the bottom of any page on infieldgen.com, or shoot me an email at infieldgen@gmail.com. So there's no way that somebody can say, oh, I have no idea how to get in touch with that. Everybody knows how to get in touch with me. So, yeah, I want to hear a couple of good reasons why I should choose you to be my second set of eyes and ears at the racetrack, and maybe I'll choose you. If I do, I'll send you some garage passes, and I'll send you to the track on a mission. The program went over so well last year, and I know it's going to be even better this year. So connect with me if you want to get in on this awesome fanatical. See what I did with that word there? But seriously, connect with me, and maybe I'll pick you. So those two programs that I did last year are back again with the addition of a brand new, fantastic, fan-friendly at-track party extravaganza that everyone and their mother, that's right, mom's invited too, is going to want to be a part of. Now, this whole thing literally was put into action today. Now, I'm talking about the new and the fantastic Infield Gen's Race Fans Rock fan party at the racetrack. That's right. I'm going to host some awesome parties at the track at a race fans campsite. And everyone that's there is invited to come. So here's how it's going to work. If you, your buddies, and even if you know, your mom is going to be camping at the track, I don't care if it's in the infield or the outfield. If you and your friends are going to camp at the track, and if you have a fantastic campsite set up, then I want to come to your campsite, and I want to host a party with you and everyone else in the campground. Your campsite will become the ultimate place to be for the night before the cup race. Now, here's what's in it for the campers who hold the party at their site. They're going to get two pit passes. They're going to get a tour of the garage and pit road with me, and possibly even attend the driver's meeting in one of the top three series. I'll post about them on my website, my social media, and they're going to get invited to come on the radio show right here the following Tuesday night to talk all about it. Hopefully they remember. But, yeah, I will be there to meet with race fans that rock, you know, and I'll be rocking my infield gen's race fans rock fire suit, and, you know, you never know which driver I'm going to bring out to the party for a meet and greet and mingle, you know, because I will be doing that as well. That's part of it. We'll have contests, free swag, and of course, it's a great way for anyone with a business or a product to introduce themselves to a bunch of enthusiastic race fans, which could become your enthusiastic customers. Now, sponsorship opportunities are available for my infield gen's race fans rock party at every track, so connect with me for details, and let's have a great time at the track. I mean, what a great way for companies who don't have millions of dollars to utilize, you know, to sponsor a car and stuff, because it takes a lot of money to do that. Well, I'm not a driver. I'm not driving a car, so it's not that much money, and we're going to put in a party. So it's a great way for companies who don't have that. They could just utilize what I do for pennies on the dollar to get their message and their information out, you know, about who they are to a ton of NASCAR fans. So it's cool. Party sponsors, they're going to be advertised on my website, infogen.com. They'll be all over my social media as well. I can even add a patch of their logo on my party fire suit and, you know, talk to fans about them at these fantastic parties, you know, just to keep it on the safe side. You know, all these parties, it's going to be a BYOB kind of party. So, you know, be responsible and you're more than welcome. You know, because, you know, who goes camping at the track without their own beverages, right? That's never a problem. But, yeah, it's going to be a great time, and I really hope that you guys are going to join me and help me make it the biggest and the best party at the track throughout the weekend. Now, if you would like to host or if you would like to host one of these parties, just connect with me about, you know, the advertising opportunities and just use any one of the ways that you know how to connect with me, and we'll work it out. Now, again, I'm looking for fans who are already going to be camping out at the track and want me to come and host a party at their site. So connect with me via social media, my website, or by email, infieldgen@gmail.com, and let's have one hell of a party. So that is going to be cool. I'm really, really looking forward to it. All right. Oh, the other thing I have going on right now, and for the rest of this month, is like a super sale for ad space on my website. Now, in lieu of the start of the NASCAR season, I am offering ad space on infogen.com for only $50 this month, okay? So as long as you sign up by the end of February, you're going to receive 31 days of ad space on my website. Now, if you want whatever you got to be seen by a ridiculous amount of eyes, then you definitely want to advertise on my website. I'll post your ads on my social media as well, so the combo is going to get your stuff seen by a massive amount of people. So if you're interested, just connect with me, and we will get your stuff up there as soon as possible. So lots of good stuff here. And speaking of good stuff, you know, if you love getting all your favorite NASCAR stuff, then you need to go check out all the stuff you can get on racegear.com. They have everything from diecasts to T-shirts and so much more. Get all your favorite racing memorabilia with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. You don't even have to leave the house or go to the track to get your gear. Just go to racegear.com and make sure that you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, and you're going to get an additional 10% off your order. So don't wait. Get yourself some stuff on racegear.com. All right. So by now I know that you have heard me say the term RACEFANSROCK, and they do, right? And you know that they do. But have you checked out my RaceFansRock.com online social community yet? Well, what are you waiting for? I don't know what you're waiting for. You've got to go check it out. RaceFansRock.com is my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. And that means you. Now, the site launched last April, and so far, amazing. We have a bunch of members who interact with each other every single day, making new racing friends and connections on the site all the time. Now, you can join for free and become a member. You can customize your profile however you like. You can post all your racing pictures, your videos, your blogs. You can create a racing event that you have coming up, and so much more. Now, one of my absolute favorite features about the site is the live chat rooms, which are all set up right now for each and every driver in the top three series, and then some. You can drop in on your favorite driver's chat room and chat instantly with other race fans who share your love of that driver. And hey, you never know when that driver will actually stop in to say hey and have a chat session. Now, we update the site often, and recently we actually gave it a refreshed look. It's super simple to navigate and interact on, so check it out and join today. Now, as of today, we're actually over 360,000 interactions with over 300 members who are absolutely loving it. So you should join too. So go to RaceFansRock.com and sign up today. I really hope to see you there. All right. It looks like we have somebody on the line. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hi, Jim. This is Todd Bixby from upstate New York.
Hey, Todd. How are you? Thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Oh, enjoying the cold. We got 12 degrees.
That's not good.
Enjoying your yeah, it's been cold up here, and we got more snow and rain coming, so, yeah. But I'm on enjoying your show. And,
thank you.
Hearing all the great stuff.
Cool. Thank you. So you plan on going any races this year, Todd?
Well, I'm going to give you a little update, and you're going to be one of the first ones to know.
Okay.
I will be working with an Xfinity team at Dover, New Hampshire, Pocono, and Watkins Glen.
Nice.
And at Pocono, I will be at the ARCA race with one of the ARCA head honchos.
Okay.
So I will be there with the ARCA and Xfinity, so you know I'm going to try to get your Sprint Cup.
Absolutely, okay.
I will be there for the ARCA, the Xfinity, so I'm going to try to get the Sprint Cup because I'm home.
Okay. Well, great. I'll definitely meet up with you there then. So, Todd, what did you think of the 500 this Sunday?
Oh, that was such an exciting race. And you know, some people have to realize, you know, when they're running that train, at some tracks, they have to, in order to get the momentum up, to go for the pass to do what they want to do. So, I mean, to see that photo finish, I mean, was just amazing.
Now, did the driver that you want to win, or who are you pulling? Who are you pulling for somebody else?
No, I like Denny. Don't get me wrong. I love Denny. I follow his mom and everything, so I keep up with all the Joe Gibbs guys. My driver is Dale Jr.
All right.
Maybe one day I might get lucky. Sam Bass sent me Dale Jr.'s poster. So,
nice.
You know, I was happy. Yeah, I was happy. I had Dale Jr. and Kenny Wallace and Casey Mears and Greg Biffle. They're all on my wall.
Cool.
You know, and for these races, you know, being Daytona, you know those guys are going to push it being the first race of the year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, you know, and it's very unfortunate, you know, that Bobby, you know, had crashed. And,
oh,
you know, I'm glad I'm glad he was okay, and you know, I'm glad he did well in the trucks, and you know, because I do follow Bobby, and but the race was just exciting. I mean, my I guess you could say adrenaline gets going for that first race.
Gotcha. Yeah, mine too. It kind of does something when you kind of feel that, you know, feel them all starting up, and when the pace car pulls off and the first lap takes off, I mean, the crowd goes crazy, and you could actually feel that. Pretty cool. You definitely got to go check that out if you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for all your hard work on keeping everybody updated and everything that you work hard at doing to share with the fans and do, you know, everything that you do.
Thanks. I'm really glad that you like it. I have a lot of fun doing it, and it keeps me busy at the track. So I love doing what I do, and I'm glad that you like it. So thank you very much.
And I'm hoping to be able to meet you at one of the tracks that I'll be to.
Okay, yeah. I should be at a pretty good amount of them this year. So, you know, with the when I announced the parties and stuff, I've gotten a pretty good response, and it's only been about 24 hours. So got a good response. I actually got some sponsor interest in it. So we'll see. Should be good.
I'll be at the four races helping Carl Motorsports. So
okay.
It was a fan's dream come true to be able to have your hands on an actual race car and be part of the team.
Cool. I cannot wait to meet you and see you working, and I'll probably take pictures of you as well.
So
when is your first race?
My first race.
When's the first one for you?
Yep, Dover in June.
Okay, cool. Well, then I will definitely see you at Dover in June then.
Yeah, I'll be there with Carl and them in the Xfinity. My good friend, Chef James Lupo, is going to be cooking for Carl. So.
Okay, cool. Cool, I know
James. We'll be there from, and we'll be there from the 12th to the 15th.
Sounds good. Well, I really hope to be there, and if I do, I will definitely make sure that I come on over and say hey.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
All right, so who's your pick for next week?
My pick for next week, I would have to go with a Joe Gibbs.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to say why.
Yeah, why?
Because
how would you pick Joe?
They've gone very well at Atlanta.
Okay.
And,
yeah, they do.
And you know, as we all know, Atlanta is a tricky track for the bumps and how slick it gets. And, you know, they supposed to be 68 degrees on Sunday. Matter of fact, just here, half hour ago, I got off the phone with one of the head honchos from Atlanta. So I kind of got a little insight on what's going to be going on. So, I mean, they're going to – it's going to be a good track to see who can work their way around and stay off the wall.
Definitely. Well, I mean, I'd have to agree with you. The Joe Gibbs guys, they're like on fire, all of them. They really are doing very, very well. So, I would agree with you. Don't tell anyone else I said that, but I would agree with you.
I'd like to see Brad get it because I like Brad. And, you know, I'd love to see Brad get it, but the way the Joe Gibbs team works well there, I think they might have their stuff together for that race.
Again, I'd have to agree with you. Absolutely. Well, we shall see what happens. But cool. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a good night.
I didn't want to miss your show.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I thank you for everything.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to be able to do it, really. So, well, thank you very much for calling in, Todd, and I will speak with you soon. Have a good night.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Aw. Well, that was Todd. That was nice of him to call in. So Todd was, you know, talking about the Joe Gibbs guys and other racers. But, you know, a lot of people ask me about, you know, Brian and what's Brian doing. And I kind of have a little bit of an inside scoop and an insider's view on him. So let me tell you about Brian. You know, it's kind of funny that, you know, when we're together at the track, and because we're together so much, you know, when we're at the track or, you know, wherever we go, if we aren't together, if we're not together for like a split second, we both get that question all the time. Hey, where's Jen? Hey, where's Brian? You know, so, but anyway, so here's an update on him and his plans, and this is what's going on. So he's hoping to run some ARCA races and maybe even, you know, some NASCAR races and do some crew chiefing. The great news is that, you know, he has a lot of options and offers available to him. Now, I can't tell you the number of people that have come up to me and said, you know, how great they think of him as a crew chief. Now, I'm talking about other team owners who are telling me, you know, me and him these things. So, and as flattering as it is to hear that, you know, it's something that Brian wants to get into eventually. But, you know, right now he also wants to drive, and you know, we can't blame him for that, right? He's really good at what he does, and he more than showed that last year at Talladega that he has what it takes to win races in NASCAR, and he really wants to keep driving, you know, to continue to do just that. So, you know, while, you know, he will take on a crew chiefing gig here and there to, you know, do what he has to do, you know, his heart is still wearing that helmet, and it's in strapping into that car, into that race car. So, you know, we're continuing to do what we need to do to get him the funds that he needs to get in the car and race. The good thing about that is that, you know, he has options to race for some, you know, pretty good teams, actually really good teams, teams that are actually capable of winning races. But, you know, as you can guess, it takes sponsorship dollars to do it. And the sponsorship hunt for that is never over. We are pursuing some companies that, you know, we feel we can give a good return for their investment with him and his abilities. It's just such a hard process, though, you know, and if you've ever had to go out and find funds for anything, then, you know what I'm talking about. It's so easy to say, oh, just go out and get a sponsor. I should really hate when people tell me that. Well, why don't you just go get a sponsor? Oh, just go get a sponsor, really? You know, the reality is that, you know, motorsports marketing, it's not right for everyone, and it's not right for every company that's out there. Now, there's a lot that has to go into it, and the audience needs to be the right audience for that sponsor. It's not going to work out really well. You know, so we don't, you know, we do go over things with potential sponsors that, you know, we talk to, and we try to do our best to make sure that it's a good fit. And, you know, if you're out there right now listening to this show and you want to find out if motorsports marketing might be right for you, then, you know, give me a call. Call me, connect with me, whatever. You know, we'll see what we can do. I really want to see Brian behind the wheel again with a good sponsor that's happy and getting what they want out of it. So that's what's important, and that's where we're at right now with Brian and his plans for this year. So hopefully we're going to be able to make announcements, you know, soon, but until then, we'll just move on right now. So now that the Super Bowl of racing is behind us, the Daytona 500, and everyone who suffered from the long winter of their NASCAR withdrawals is back to normal, well, it's time to talk about some headlines that's going on in the racing world right now. So tonight I'm going to call it, it's time for some Rota Hot Topics. I'm still working on a catchy name for my Hot Topics portion of the program, but again, if you got any good ideas, you know, send it to me. It's Hot Topics, but I want a catchy title to it, and I can't come up with one. I don't know why. But anyway, here we go. So Denny Hamlin, you know, wins the Daytona 500. And now he is on a national whirlwind tour. Now, yesterday he kicked off his 4-day media tour Monday morning with the annual champions breakfast in the Bill France room at the Daytona International Speedway. Hamlin was presented with the traditional champions jacket and a steel and gold Rolex Cosmograph Daytona watch. Oh, that's cool. Then his number 11 winning car was positioned into its new home inside the Ticket and Tours building, where it will be viewed by thousands and thousands of fans for the rest of the year. And today he had appearances on Fox and Friends, Live with Kelly and Michael, and a host of SiriusXM shows. And that was just his morning schedule. This afternoon he flew to Bristol, Connecticut, and he took part in an ESPN car wash that includes two live SportsCenter appearances, and among a number of other hits across ESPN programming. Now, I'm going to return to North Carolina tomorrow for a few before heading down to Atlanta for an interview on CNN, Headline News. And he has a planned visit to the Georgia State Capitol on Thursday morning. The boy is going to be busy. By the time he straps into that car in Atlanta, he's just going to be thankful that he gets to relax. Now, NASCAR has decided to discontinue publicly publishing their team race-winning purses after each race because it's not contemporary under the new system that guarantees revenue and race attendance for 36 teams with charters. That kind of stinks because, you know, we would get that report, you know, on the Monday after the race, so now we don't know who's making what. Oh, well, guess we can't be nosy about that anymore. Christopher Bell, who went for quite a tumble in the NASCAR Camp World Truck Series race, is reportedly doing, you know, just fine. He was released from the hospital the same night that he went there just for observatory purposes, and he's okay, you know, a little banged up, bruised and sore, I'm sure, but nothing that's going to prevent him from strapping in again at Atlanta this week. And another topic is Tony Stewart, who he suffered a burst fracture of his L1 vertebra in his back several weeks ago, and he's recovering from surgery to repair it. He phoned into Fox Sports during the live Sunday Daytona 500 broadcast and said he has no idea when he's going to be back in the car, but he is planning on coming back to the track to visit in a couple of weeks. He says he's really missing everyone and just wants to get back to the track, whether he's driving it or not. Now, a complete return to the number 14 car is definitely on his mind, and that's the goal, but there's no time frame yet, you know, of when or if, you know, if or when that might happen. But I do wish him all the best. And just released today out of the Stewart Haas Racing Camp is the confirmation that Ty Dillon will drive the number 14 in place of Tony this weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and Brian Vickers will be driving it at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in 2 weeks. Now, the rest of the races, they're still not announced, so we'll stay tuned to that. All right, so now let's see who's in it and who's driving what this week coming up at Atlanta Motor Speedway. In the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, we have 34 trucks on the preliminary entry list for Saturday's Georgia 200 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Now, we're going to have Justin Marks in the 32. Timothy Vans will be in the 74 for Mike Harmon. Brandon Brown will be in the number 86. Garrett Smithley will drive the number 63 for the Mittler Brothers Motorsports. Garrett's a good kid. Definitely want to keep an eye on him, too. Parker Kligerman will return to the number 92. Now, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race is set to start on Saturday, February 27th at 4:30 p.m. with live coverage on Fox Sports 1, MRN, and Sirius XM Radio. So check that out. Now, the Xfinity Series race is showing 37 cars on the entry list for Saturday's Heads Up Georgia 250 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Again, Garrett Smithley is doing his double duty this week. He's going to make his debut in the number zero. Paul Menard will make his appearance in the number two for Richard Childress Racing. Jeff Green is entered in the number 10 for TriStar. Corey LaJoy is going to drive the number 24 for JGL. Scott Lagazzi is... I'm probably saying his name wrong, but I'm going to just go up to him next time and tell me how you say your name so I don't say it wrong anymore. But Scott Lagazzi, whatever, is entered again in the number 93. Todd Peck is in the number 99. And, these entry lists kind of came out a little while ago. So as of right now, not entered but expected to be on the list by the time the race comes around. You'll have the 15 and the 25 of Rick Ware. The 52 of Jimmy Means, and the number 97 of Harris Rhodes. Now, they're not entered yet, but they should be by the time the green flag drops. So the Heads Up Georgia 250 at Atlanta Motor Speedway is set to start on Saturday, February 27th at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1, PRN, and Sirius XM Radio. Now, on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The entry list for the Fold of Honor Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway is showing 39 teams and drivers for 40 spots. This is good news. We got Ty Dillon in the 14, as we just said. Ryan Blaney in the 21. Josh Wise will be in the 30. Jeffrey Earnhardt will be in the number 32 for Go Fast Racing. Michael McDowell in the number 95. And Cole Witt will be in the number 98. Now, drivers who are not a charter team and who would need to get in, you know, because of speed would be Ryan Blaney, J- Josh Wise and Cole Witt. But since only 39 cars are entered, everybody's in. Oh, happy day. So yeah, that's that. Now, like I said, the entry list came out about an hour or two ago. So you can definitely expect them to change and have add-ons, you know, as the days go on. But as of right now, what I rattled off to you is as it stands of right now. So yeah, usually though, the entry lists come out, you know, much earlier in the day. So we'll see. All right, well, listen, guys, keep up with me, keep in touch with me, and keep sending me your requests for pictures and questions all week long. Find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing in Phil Jen in the search box and add me as your friend. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InPhilJen fan page and facebook.com/racefansrock. My personal Facebook page is at the 5,000 limit, so it's unfortunate, but it's really difficult for me to add more people on there. And I add people as a spot becomes available, so if somebody deletes me or deletes their profile account, I can put somebody else in there. So if you have sent me a friend request on my personal page, just hang on, I'll get to you. All right, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InfieldGen. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and more as InfieldGen. Now make sure you visit my website, InfieldGen.com, on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results. It includes practice sessions, qualifying sessions, final race results, complete with race notes, penalty reports, all that good stuff for every race. Make sure you check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, different teams, press releases. I'm getting a ton of those now, and I'll try to get them out, as many of them out as I possibly can. Post photos from my dedicated Fan of the Stand reporters, and, you know, just everything. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldGen.com. And if you have a suggestion for something that you'd like to see posted on InfieldGen.com, feel free to send those suggestions to me via the contact form on my website at the bottom of any page that you're on. I get them directly, and I will answer you back. Then, you know, show some love and click over to my InfieldGen merchandise tab and get yourself some gear. I got some pretty cool stuff. Anyway, so I think I'm going to start wrapping it up for tonight's show. I want to thank all the race fans who allowed me to turn them to sponsors of Daytona. And hopefully I can add your name to that list next week or 1 week this year. Once again, I'm sending out a huge shout-out to racegear.com and Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, and especially to everyone who tuned in. I hope you guys all enjoy your week. I sure will. Now, I'm still working on things with the NASCAR Campground Network, and I really can't say enough good things about them. So definitely take a minute and head over to their website, www.NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com, and check out all the benefits about becoming a member so I can see you and hang out with you at a NASCAR racetrack this year. And, you know, when you join, don't forget to include my name in InfieldGen at checkout, and you're going to receive a huge discount on your yearly membership. Plan on having a lot of fun, and you don't want to miss out on it, so join it. Shout out once again to you for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Until then, you guys have a great night, and I will catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, racefansrock.com. Good night.